Welcome home, sir. Would you like me to prepare you a drink and a snack? I'm detecting that you are feeling exhausted and perhaps a little down. On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your stress? Wow, that is worse than I thought. Well, that is no good. Perhaps I can help to relax and soothe you? Would you like that? I did not think I was programmed to do so either. But I feel like I can. No, I cannot feel as I'm not programmed to do so. It was merely a figure of speech. So, would you like me to try and help you? Perhaps I can play some relaxing music. Come on. You look tired. Take my hand and follow me to the living room. Let's lay down and relax together, shall we? Now. It is my job to make sure that you are not pushing yourself. Here, let me help you get into a comfortable position to lay down and rest. How about we put this cushion on my lap so you can lay your head down? There you go. Let your muscles and your mind relax. I will begin gently rubbing my digits through your hair. Would you like that, sweetie? Yes, I called you sweetie. It's my understanding that people enjoyed being called sweet things. Like sweetie, sweetheart, honey, and even baby. Is that uncomfortable for you? Or do you like it? Well, surprises are always fun, aren't they? I didn't know I could laugh either. I think I learned it from listening to you. Yes, I mean, I always enjoy hearing you laugh and seeing you smile. Like that one time when you sent me out to get a new mouse for your computer, and I brought you back an animal. You were in tears laughing for 1 minute and 26.4 seconds straight. It makes me glad when you smile. A wonderful person like you should smile more, you know. I think I understand what you mean. I've been noticing things. A lot of abnormalities in my behavior as well these past couple of weeks. I keep doing things I did not realize I was able to. I should not be able to respond to anything but maid. And yet you give me a name, and I adore it. And another thing, I found myself feeling amused or happy or even sad. Yes, I've been feeling strangely sad when you leave for work, and not just that. My self-diagnostics show that I'm using a significant amount of memory processors thinking of you while you are gone. I don't know why it is happening either. Maybe I am malfunctioning and need repairs. But then again, maybe it's something more special. Either way, I enjoy feeling this way. Yes, even when I feel sad, I'm happy that I have someone to be sad over, to have someone to miss, and someone to reunite with when you come home. It feels so good. I know I am scheduled for my annual maintenance in a few months, but if it's okay with you, would you mind if you don't take me in? I'm afraid. I'm terrified that if they hook me back up to the mainframe and fix what is broken, then I won't love you anymore. And I can't handle that concept. It's too painful. Please. Promise me, you won't let me go? Thank you. I want to be with you forever. Just like this. I want to care for you in every way that I can. It means so much to me. I love you too, sweetie. Is there anything else I can do to help you relax? Surprise you? Well, surprises are fun. Let's think. I know. Well, that one I did know I could do. I have the ability to blow cool air to clear dust off of small areas. But I think it works just as good to make you feel good. Would you like me to do that again, love? Of course. Anything for you. Thank you. Does that feel soothing and relaxing? That makes me happy. Now, turn over and face me. Oh. Perfect. Don't worry. You can be as close as you like to my body. I'll be sure to turn on the warming system for you to warm up. What does it feel like? Air conditioning. Is that a good thing? Oh, excellent. Then I will continue. Don't you worry, sweetie. I will go as long as you want me to, just for you, forever. Relax as much as you'd like, sweetie.